next speaker is Bert Skelly. Bert was the coordinator of the Grady Coalition for a couple of years that fought back against the cuts in services at Grady Hospital. He now is a member of Georgians for Healthcare. Please welcome Bert Skelly.
Okay,
let's get started here. Healthcare, not warfare.
Healthcare, not warfare.
Healthcare, not warfare. Healthcare,
not warfare.
Okay, thank you.
Healthcare, not warfare.
All right, thank you very much. Good afternoon. We're talking about health care, which is a right under the Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
Health care, unlike what the Bush administration thinks, is not a commodity that goes to the highest bidder.
Everyone has the right to health care. I'm speaking as a father who has a son who has diabetes, and he's unable to get the life-saving preventive care that he needs through any insurance. He needs insulin and test strips just to keep his diabetes in control, and he doesn't have insurance. I'm a former Georgia Medicaid budget analyst who used to be proud of our Medicaid program as we expanded health care coverage for more and more children. Yeah, Sonny Perdue.
I'm also a supporter of Georgians for Healthcare, which is working for quality, affordable health care for all, without gaps in coverage or access. I say to you, President Bush, you have no mandate to cut health care coverage in order to pay for your illegal war. You have no mandate to pretend to cover drugs under Medicare while you're refusing to allow Medicare, like all the states do, to bargain for price release from drug manufacturers. You have no mandate to squeeze state Medicaid programs until the states have to cut coverage. I say to you, Governor Perdue, you have no mandate to cut Medicaid payments to our indigent care hospitals. You have no mandate to force counties to make up the difference or leave the poorest of the poor without services. Instead, Governor Perdue, you need to repeal last year's cuts to Peach Care and Medicaid, so our children, pregnant women, elderly, and disabled can get the care they need. All of us have family members or friends who lack adequate health insurance coverage, and any of us could find ourselves without coverage. We're a wealthy nation, and we're a wealthy state. We have enough. We can afford to take care of the health of our children, our brothers and sisters, our fathers, our mothers, our aunts, our uncles, and our grandparents. Well, this country has enough money to take care of it. That's what I'm saying. And you hear a lot about family values. We need to be a family that values taking care of our own.
Yes.
Most of us have been taught to love our neighbors. We have a mandate to bring good health care to everyone.